Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Rolling.
Hey, welcome to the Morning Wolfpack Share Your Salary podcast. It is Friday. At least this is the Friday edition. Don't know when you're listening to it. I'm Matt McAllister. Emily's here.
Hi.
Slow Joe.
Here we go.
And take a listen to who we had on today, and then we'll talk a little bit more about things after. But it's Certified Medical Assistant Tricia.
The Morning Wolfpack with Matt McAllister, 100.7 The Wolf.
How much do you think a Space Needle window washer makes? Or a barnacle scraper on the Bainbridge Ferry?
Dude, you're not supposed to ask someone how much money they make.
Maybe, but we can guess. Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. The last time we played Share Your Salary, we learned that rural postal carrier Mike is making $52,000 a year. Okay, on the phone with us this morning is Tricia, who lives in Port Orchard. Good morning, Tricia. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks so much for calling in for Share Your Salary. You are totally awesome.
Oh, you're welcome.
And we appreciate you. And by the way, Tricia here is a certified medical assistant. So what's going to happen here, Tricia? I'm sure you've heard this before. We're going to put a minute on the clock, rapid fire questions your way, try to figure out what you do on a daily basis and then how much you make doing it. So when we're done, we'll play a 3-minute song. We'll gather our thoughts. We'll take some notes. We'll come back. We'll guess what we think you make. And then you're going to tell everybody. You're going to share your salary. Tricia, how does that sound?
Sounds amazing.
Well, here you go. Amazing. Emily, you better make sure you have amazing questions ready.
Uh-oh.
Here we go. Okay. 60 seconds on the clock. Begin.
So how much schooling, if any, do you need to have this position?
Depends on the type of school you go to. It can go anywhere from 9 months to 2 years.
What's the difference between a certified medical assistant and a non-certified?
In Washington State, you have to be certified to work under your certificate from the school. I'm also nationally certified.
Ooh.
Do you work at a hospital or a doctor's office?
Clinic.
What would you say your main job is every day, your main duty?
Checking in patients.
How long have you been doing this?
10 years.
Do you get sick of asking people for their insurance card?
I don't ask for insurance cards, so no.
Oh!
Do you work full-time or part-time?
Full-time.
Do you ever have to turn anybody away?
Yes, for showing up too late.
Ooh. Is this clinic open 24 hours a day?
No.
What is your window for being late? I mean, when do you call it?
15 minutes.
How much vacation time a year do you get?
It depends on the hours that we work, but we can get up to 250 hours of vacation time a year.
What do you normally eat for lunch?
Salads or soup.
Do you ever
I'm
get
sorry,
me over
the... Oh. That is all the time that we have. But Tricia, man, you were on it with the answers. Great job. So, Morning Wolfpack, here's where you get involved. 46150 is the number to text in. What do you think Tricia in Port Orchard is making every year as a certified medical assistant? Text that guess in right now. I know I'm going to use one of yours as my guess. Get that done. And in 3 minutes, we're going to find out how much she makes when Tricia shares her salary right after this song.
The Morning Wolfpack with Matt McAllister, 100.7 The Wolf.
Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. On the phone with us right now is Tricia. She lives in Port Orchard, and she's a certified medical assistant. So, Emily, what else did we just learn about Tricia and what she does?
So, you have to be certified in the state of Washington, and that could take anywhere between 9 months and 2 years, depending on the schooling. She's been doing this for 10 years. Her main daily task is checking in patients, and she doesn't have to ask for insurance, so she doesn't get sick of that. And she usually eats a super salad for lunch.
Okay, nice choices, by the way. Very healthy. So I'm going to go first because I was the winner the last time we played, and I've got Kayla in Kent. Nice alliteration. Checking in with her guests. And she is at $58,000. And again, I think that's a good living. I like the guests. Plus, I think Tricia, to me, she sounds like she's all over it. She is a sharpshooter. She should be running that. If you're not running that place, Tricia, you should be. Slow Joe, I believe it's over to you.
Nope, it's me.
Oh, Emily laying claim. Oh, she couldn't wait.
Oh, yeah.
So competitive. All right, Emily.
I think you really enjoy your job. I don't think you're compensated, though, so I'm going to go 49.
You know, strategically speaking, Emily, I would have kept my mouth shut and gone last. It's always a better play.
I wanted to give Slow Joe a chance.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Okay. Slow Joe, yeah, isn't it?
I'm going to go, I think with that much vacation, she's got to be earning it. I'm going to say 72.
Okay, so Emily's at 49. I'm at 58. Slow Joe's at 72. Got a nice run of the board there, but none of it matters, Tricia, because we really want to know how much you make every year as a certified medical assistant. So, Tricia, it's time to share your salary. What is the number?
Last year I made $45,000.
Oh, well, man, a little bit less than we were all thinking, Tricia. Is that leave you sitting there going, hey, wait a minute, maybe I got to go ask for a raise?
No, I don't do it for the money, honestly. I do it because I want to take care of people.
You mean you do it for the benefits?
No, I want to take care
of people. Oh, it's funny. You know, and I truly believe that nurses, when they say that, they mean it. I don't believe it when doctors say that because they're also driving the nicest cars and living the biggest homes. But when a nurse tells you, hey, I do it for the love of it, and you're pulling in 45, which is still a great living, by the way, you truly believe it.
Yeah.
And you have to, because you deal with, you know, all the nuances of the day-to-day, the really, really hard stuff, the patient care.
Yeah.
And by the way, if nothing else, I'm really grateful that now I know there's a 15-minute window at the doctor's appointment for when you're going to be late.
Don't be that guy.
I'm never late, but I think I speak for everybody. It's good to know. It's like I'm not late for a plane, but it's nice to know when they shut the doors.
But don't take that as rule, because I've been 10 minutes late and been turned away. So.
Really? Oh, yeah. Okay. So, Tricia, is that's different in every office?
Yeah, it depends on the clinic and the company. My company, it's a clinic-wide or a company-wide policy, but a lot of the clinics only do like 10 minutes. So
in other words, when I show up for a doctor's appointment and I got to sit there for an hour waiting, is it because people f*** me?
Probably.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Tricia, we love you. Thanks so much for being a part of Share Your Salary and for being a part of our show. We really appreciate you. Tricia, thank you.
Thank you. I listen to you guys every morning.
Yeah! Yeah, I always hate that when there's like this air getting sucked out of the room like a vacuum when they're like, 35 grand? Oh.
But very
I
happy.
Hate that.
She was happy.
Yeah,
we got to work on our reactions.
I know. I feel like that life insurance guy when he told me, and I told him how much I made, and he laughed at me.
Yeah.
You know, I know that feeling. It's disappointing.
Right.
So anyway, there you go. By the way, come back to us on Monday because we are going to be, don't tell me, I got it written down. We're going to be talking to assisted living caregiver Gabby on Monday. So the one thing I do know about this podcast is that we are not going to talk about food.
Nope, we promise.
Nothing to do with food.
I do have something to make y'all feel a little bit better about the rain that we have gotten unrelentingly.
Yeah, you know, and again, if you don't live here, we have gotten, I saw today, over a foot of rain since Jan 1.
It's been really wet. And normally, like, whenever somebody asks me about the rain in Seattle, I'm always like, yeah, it's overhyped. Like, it drizzles. They get more rain in New York and other places, which is true. But for the last 2 months, it's been like real, legit, like soaking
flooded.
Wet.
Yeah,
rain.
All 17 Washington rivers are overflowing. Yeah, so much. Anyway, you were going to make us feel better?
Well, in Georgia, where my mom lives, she sent me a thing and it said, so yesterday they had tornado watches all day. They've gotten 2 months worth of rain in 24 hours. And now they have snow coming today. Like within like a 24-hour span, they had tornadoes, so much rain, it was like 2 months and then snow. So you thought our weather was like a crap show.
Yeah. And, you know, there are moments like, granted, it's been raining pretty much all week.
Yeah.
But last night I had a night ride. I'm just, my mindset is now riding the rain. Who cares? And it actually cleared up and it was almost 50.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say cleared up, don't think blue skies or anything. It's wet, but it wasn't raining.
Yeah.
It was like a miracle.
Yeah.
And it's you take, I don't know, you get pounded on long enough, all of a sudden the little things become big victories.
It could be much worse.
Yeah. My wife wouldn't even go outside. Like if that were the weather forecast, but for me, I'm like, oh, this is like spring break.
Well, you have to, or you're gonna go crazy. And while I appreciate the effort, that doesn't like I would rather have a couple tornadoes and a day of snow and a month worth of rain in 24 hours than just this dredging on nonstop gray.
You guys want to hear an interesting story?
Sure.
So I got a text message today. And I think I have to go back and start. It has to do with my parents who've been divorced since I was 3 years old and absolutely certifiably hate each other and have never spoken to the point where if my dad would call, I grew up with my mom. If my dad would call and my mom would answer the phone, he would hang up until I answered the phone or my sister. Like he hated her so much, he wouldn't even say,
hi, can I talk to Matt?
Wouldn't acknowledge her life force.
Wow.
So that's where we're starting with.
Okay.
So strange story about 20 years ago, my mom moves to this tiny little town in North Carolina, Burnsville, North Carolina, which is just up the mountain from Asheville. I mean, it's literally on top of a mountain.
Mm-hmm.
And there's maybe 20 people in that town that she would probably want to be friends with. She ends up being best friends, and I mean best friends, with a woman that my dad used to date when he lived in Miami.
Huh.
And they figured it out like after they had gone out a few times and they start talking and she had mentioned this guy named Bill and blah, blah, blah. And wait a minute. And she's like, what are the kids' names? Because she was sort of like, we were hoping she'd be stepmom.
Right. Oh, so she dated after your mom.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh,
okay.
So she came along a lot later when we were probably 8, 9, 10 and we were kind of hoping she'd stick around, but they broke up. My dad moved. Anyway, so there's that. Then
random.
I mean, that's right. But this is all going to where my mom is at now and what happened today. So today,
hold on. When they found that out, did they remain friends?
Yes.
Okay.
And they're still friends to this day. I mean, and I think they had a mutual
hatred?
Sort of. Yeah. Let's just call it what it is.
I mean, it does. I've said it before. It'll bond women to hate a man.
Oh, like nothing else.
Exes will bond together, even though they once hated each other. Like, while the, you know, one ex hates, they will bond together to hate that man.
Yeah, and there's nobody more bitter and resentful than my mom when it comes to that subject. Like, she still talks about it, and I'm like, Mom, it's been 45 years.
Yeah.
Time to move on. So, today, I get a text, and this is where it gets a little confusing. I'm going to try to explain it so it makes sense.
Okay,
my grandmother, my dad's mom, okay, she was married to my grandpa for a while. He died when I was probably 10. Scottish guy, just drank and smoked himself to death. She got remarried to this wonderful man who they were married for 25 years, and he was like the sweetest guy and really was just wonderful. So we, of course, became really good friends and family with his family. So his granddaughter was friends with my sister. They were the same age. So his mom, her mom went to high school with my dad. Like, they'd known each other their whole lives, all Kansas City people.
Okay.
After her dad, which
who's
was my...
Her?
Okay. The girl that reached out today. So, basically, you take the guy who married my grandmother.
Right.
Who became, like, my second grandpa.
Yeah.
When he died, my dad starts dating his daughter, which... Although we're not blood related, we were family
like
related.
Like stepsister almost.
Totally.
Yeah.
Like
it is a stepsister.
Not only do they know, and her husband had died of a heart attack unexpectedly, so they find themselves single in their 70s, and even though we were in the same family, not by blood, but the same family, it's like, you know, they start like having this weird relationship.
How long ago was this?
I call it between 5 and 10 years.
Okay, so more recently.
Oh yeah, it was pretty recent. And we didn't really know what to do about it. I mean, it was kind of weird. They became like pen pals and they started to bond and they write like exchanging long email back and forth. And then they became like companion. Like, I don't know. It was kind of weird. But anyway, her daughter, who's kind of my sister's my age, our age, she reached out like a couple years back and was like, hey, I don't know what happened. Your dad's like off the radar. He like basically ghosted my mom completely and she's heartbroken. And anyway, do you know anything? I'm like, I don't really talk to my dad anymore because he's just kind of like that. So he kind of did the same thing to me. So I don't have any answers. Anyway, so I get an email, a text today from her, the granddaughter, who's about my age. And she says, hey, my mom is going to be in Phoenix, Arizona and would like to see your mom. And you got to know, this is another person that's had a relationship with my dad.
Yeah.
So literally, I was like, yeah, let the Bill crap talk session begin. And she's like, oh, no, no, you don't understand my mom. She's like the United Nations. She loves everybody. And I'm like,
then why would she want to see your mom?
It has nothing to do with my dad. It has to do with the fact that they went to elementary school together. Hmm. They're just like old classmates. They want to get together. But my thing was like, I don't care who your mom is. My mom will drag her into the vortex of bitterness and resentment. That will happen.
Did she, because your mom had no affiliation to your dad after the divorce, she wasn't even affiliated to this side of the family, right? Like she wasn't friends with this lady back in the day.
I mean, they went to school together, I think.
Here's, but like since school, she hasn't.
No.
Like just because she was your family doesn't mean,
They're not like, and then then she went on to say today in the text that like a friend of hers had just died and they were all in the same class together. So she was feeling like nostalgic to connect with people that are still alive from that class.
Yeah.
So they're going to get together. But yeah, I'm just like,
and your mom wants to? Have you asked her?
I texted her this morning. I said, hey, I just want to let you know that Blythe reached out and she asked for your number and I gave it to her and you expect a visitor or a call or something. She hasn't responded. I don't know. But it's all like Kansas City where we grew up. It's all very small. Everybody knows each other, really. So everybody, like she's well aware of all that stuff. And
To me, the craziest thing is that none of this really takes place in Kansas City. I mean, we had the North Carolina meeting, and then now it's in Phoenix. Like, Kansas City might be small, but it's not like they're bumping into each other at the street corner. They're in other states.
But oddly enough, those are all arms. Like, if you imagine a bicycle wheel, the hub is Kansas City.
Right.
And the spokes go to these other places, but... The woman that wants to see my mom now has always lived in Kansas City. Mm. My dad spends half his time, or I don't even know where, still. Mm. Apparently, they went to dinner like a couple of nights ago as friends.
Huh. Is your mom from Kansas City as well?
Yep.
Okay, so that's where they met.
So they went to elementary school there. So yeah, just odd stuff.
That
is weird. Like small world and these people that have had contact with my dad. And it's funny when they come to me for answers. Don't ask me.
I'll be curious whether we talk about it or not. I would like you to let me know how it goes. I'm curious.
I will, because I don't care who you are, how steely your ethics and morals are. When you get with my mom and the shit talking is gonna start.
Your mom knows that she dated your dad, though, right?
Oh yeah. It was kind of a thing, and it was just kind of like a what do we call this kind of thing? Hey, yeah, it was weird. I remember one time in Chicago, we all went out to dinner, my wife and I and them, and it was just like a couple's night, but she's family in a weird way. I was like, this is just, okay. Hey, whatever works for you guys, but apparently it didn't work. So, yeah, she called a little bit ago, and she says, yeah, I think your dad and I are in a relationship, but he put me in another hotel, so we're not staying together, so I guess we're not? Like,
weird.
I don't know. Yeah. Apparently my dad likes to have female friends, but not bone.
It's like companions.
There's a certain age maybe where that's important.
Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's my weird story.
Interesting.
Weird. Did it make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. I had to focus really hard, but
I have a hard time when you guys tell stories like family tree stuff. Yeah. I have a hard time following those stories as well, but anyway, anybody got cool weekend plans?
No. In fact, I'm trying to think of something to do this weekend. Mm. Maybe go bowling again? I don't know.
Okay.
All right. Sophie and I are going to go see Frozen on Broadway.
Nice.
Whoa.
I like it.
Yeah. Oh, God.
I don't know. I'm not. I think
I'd rather have Emily's weekend.
I think I might, too.
Why would you sign up for that? I mean, can you veto or do you want to see it?
Well, she does.
Is it Idina Menzel?
I have no idea. I would seriously doubt it. But yeah, we always get like the media invites to the stuff that's at the Paramount Theater, but it's usually on a Tuesday or a Thursday night, so we don't go. So whenever it's on a weekend, I say yes, and then if for whatever reason Sophie doesn't want to go. So I saw that, I'm like, ooh, but then she loves Frozen.
Well, so, maybe that's when you got to earn some marriage currency.
Yeah, totally.
And take one on the team for the team.
It'll be good.
She's into it. I'm sure it'll be fine.
I'd rather put sharp scissors in my eyeball. But hey, if you do it, you score some good points.
Wait, you haven't seen the movie, have you?
I've fallen asleep during the movie. It wasn't that long ago that she put it on for me for the first time, and I didn't make it through. I fell asleep.
Would she be mad if you fell asleep during the musical?
That's hard to do, but she wouldn't be mad. I don't think she cares. She's not
free.
There to see me.
Free. Yeah. Free is a good price.
Exactly.
Free is nice because you can leave halfway through and you don't feel bad.
No.
Like, we didn't invest in this. Nah. We can go. Let's go get Taekwondo or what's that dumpling you like?
Din Tai Fung?
Yes. Taekwondo. Let's go get some of that.
No food.
Oh, she.
Yeah.
That's where we end it. All right. Look, you guys have a great weekend. We love you. And hopefully you come back to us Monday for Certified Medical Assistant Tricia. And we'll also kind of break down, I'm sure, whatever happens to us over the weekend. So we love you guys. Have a good day. Bye.
The Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister.
Weekday mornings from 5 till 9.
On 100.7 The Wolf.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.